Good morning, White Way listeners. My name is Nancy Shimamoto, and I am a member of Mo'ili'ili Honganji Temple. It is a privilege once again to be your lay speaker this morning. The New Year's celebration and the month of January have slipped away so quickly. February has arrived with visions of hearts, roses, love, and chocolates. Valentine's Day is just 5 days away. February seems to be the perfect month to talk about kindness and the heartwarming feelings it stirs up. We are living in troubled times. Every day we are bombarded with outrageous and shocking news related to politics, economics, climate, homelessness, bullying, violence, shootings, traffic accidents, and the list goes on. At the same time, it has been reported that kindness seems to be a lost art. People seem to be in a rush, are irritable and impatient, are often distracted, and seem to be self-engaged in their iPhones, iPads, and such. How often have you observed a table of adults and children at a restaurant, each with his or her own iPhone, doing their own thing with little or no regard for others? This is a typical scene, and it is bothersome to people of my generation because everyone seems to be overcome and overwhelmed by technology. What has happened to people engagement and interactions? Yet, thankfully, it is very promising to know that each child is born with the potential to change the world with his or her acts of kindness. Kindness begins with the mother and her newborn child. She nurtures her child with warm hugs, soft touches, gentle smiles, loving words, and sounds of comfort. When kindness is demonstrated and modeled, the child develops into a caring and kind person. Right now, the world definitely needs more people, young and older, who are kind, warm, uplifting, and thoughtful. Here is an oldie but goodie that was shared by a Shin Buddhist friend in Hilo. As former teachers, this is the kind of story that warms our hearts. It begins like this. Come with me to a third grade classroom. Here is a 9-year-old boy, Kenny, sitting at his desk. All of a sudden, there is a puddle between his feet, and the front of his pants are wet. He thinks his heart is going to stop because he cannot possibly imagine how this has happened. It's never happened before, and he knows that when the boys find out, he will never hear the end of it. When the girls find out, they'll never speak to him again as long as he lives. Kenny believes his heart is going to stop. He puts his head down and prays, "Dear Amida Buddha, this is an emergency. I need help now. 5 minutes from now, I'm a goner." He looks up from his prayer, and here comes the teacher with a look in her eyes that says he has been discovered. As the teacher is walking toward him, a classmate named Susie is carrying a goldfish bowl that is filled with water. Susie trips in front of the teacher and suddenly dumps the bowl of water onto Kenny's lap. He jumps up and pretends to be angry, but all the while is saying to himself, "Thank you, Amida. Thank you, Buddha." Now, all of a sudden, instead of being the object of ridicule, Kenny is the object of sympathy and kindness. The teacher rushes him to his cubbyhole to get his change of clothes, and off he goes to change in the restroom. All the other children are on their hands and knees, cleaning up around his desk. What an unexpected turn of events. But, as life would have it, the ridicule that should have been his has been transferred to someone else, Susie. She tries to help, but they tell her to get lost. "You're so clumsy, Susie. Look what you've done. We don't need your help." Finally, at the end of the school day, as they are waiting to be picked up, Kenny walks over to Susie and whispers, "You did that on purpose, didn't you?" Susie whispers back, "I wet my pants once too." End of story. Susie showed empathy and compassion because of her own experience. She could identify and understand Kenny's feelings. May Amida Buddha help us see the opportunities that are always around us to do what is kind and good. Let's begin articulating about kindness with your child or grandchild or Dharma school students. Read stories to them about kindness, such as The Lion and the Mouse, Winnie the Pooh, and Charlotte's Web, among others. Have them share about acts of kindness in the stories. Have them role play. Show them what kindness looks like. Then encourage and reinforce kindness in their daily living. Let young children know when they have demonstrated an act of kindness. My 8-year-old grandson, Brady, made me very proud. As Grandpa was walking unsteadily to a restaurant that was located in another section of the hotel, without any prompting, Brady walked alongside Grandpa and offered his shoulder. "Here, Grandpa, I'll help you. Just put your hand on my shoulder and lean on me." I took a photo of both of them from the back, of a grandpa resting his hand on his young grandson's shoulder for support. Such a precious picture that I will always treasure. I complimented Brady on his kindness, and he smiled the biggest smile ever. It was so pure and genuine. Kindness is defined as a behavior marked by a pleasant disposition as well as concern and consideration for others. Simply put, in a world where you can be anything, be kind. When we are kind, we have more energy and feel better about ourselves and the world we live in. Share your aloha spirit by smiling, showing the shaka sign, acknowledge the presence of others, compliment someone, and do random acts of kindness. Why not slow down and let that car into your lane of traffic? Let someone behind you with just a few items in the supermarket line go in front of you. Anonymously pay for a stranger's meal or coffee. Hold a door open for a senior, and the list is endless. Remember, be kinder than necessary because everyone you meet is fighting some kind of battle. Kindness is considered a virtue and is recognized as a value in many cultures and religions. Christianity, Buddhism, Islam, Jewish, Hinduism, all teach to express kindness toward others. For Christmas last December, I received a wonderful book from a devout Catholic friend entitled The Book of Joy, Lasting Happiness in a Changing World. The book is a conversation between His Holiness, the Dalai Lama, a simple Buddhist monk, and Archbishop Desmond Tutu, a Christian who has never claimed sainthood. They met on the occasion of Dalai Lama's 80th birthday in India for a week to share personal stories of struggles and renewal. There are so many remarkable and profound quotes about kindness throughout the book. Here are just a few. Quote by Archbishop Tutu. "Ultimately, our greatest joy is when we seek to do good for others. It's how we are made. We're wired to be caring for the other and generous to one another. All of us, spiritual brothers and sisters, have a special responsibility, special role to make clear that the ultimate source of a meaningful life is within ourselves. If you live in this way, you'll be a happy, happy person. That's the goal of human life, to live with joy and purpose." End quote. Here is a quote by Dalai Lama. "As I wake up, I remember Buddha's teaching, the importance of kindness and compassion, wishing something good for others, or at least to reduce their suffering. I remember the teaching of interdependence, A meaningful day, if possible, is to serve and help others. It is clear that the only way to truly change our world is through teaching compassion. Our society is lacking an adequate sense of compassion, sense of kindness, and genuine regard for the well-being of others. We must teach people, especially our youth, that the source of happiness and satisfaction is within themselves, not machine, not technology, not money, and not power. End quote. I highly recommend the Book of Joy to everyone of any faith. It is enlightening, meaningful, and very entertaining as these two amazing Nobel Prize winners collaborate, affirm, and share their common values and insights. Their sense of humor will make you laugh and capture your heart. So this Valentine's Day and every day of each year, let's practice kindness. No act of kindness is ever wasted. As the Dalai Lama stated, "This is my simple religion. There is no need for temples, no need for complicated philosophy. Our own brain, our own heart. The philosophy is kindness." End quote. As Jodo Shin Buddhists, let's use our voice for kindness, our ears for compassion, our hands for charity, and our hearts for gratitude and harmony. I like to think that there is in each of us so much goodness and kindness that if we could see it glow, it would light up the world. My heartfelt appreciation to everyone for your kindness in listening to my Dharma message today. Namu Amida Butsu.